This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Who the hell knows who's going to start a quarterback? We're going to try and do it right. Leading into camp, hopefully the Browns will do it right as well. In case we missed it, coming up in about 40 minutes here, and I think I've changed this about three times that we're going to talk about. I think we finally have. Thank you for all your other submissions. I think we have the thing I will be talking about, and it involves burgers, because of course it will. But Gardo's. Got a chance here to take the first three games tonight against the Orioles. Kind of a huge moment for them in just kind of continuing that positive momentum over the last 12 games.
Yeah, I mean, they've been awesome lately, but it's because their offense has been so awesome. Like, I was trying to figure out whether or not this is something we can see moving forward. It would be done in such a backwards way. Starting rotation has a 4.35 ERA over the previous 12 games, Nick. So, like, that's not something to write home about. That's okay. It's not great by any means. It's not bad by any means. But how they've been doing it is just the offensive side of the ball. And that's the part that I kind of sit up at night and I wonder if this is sustainable.
So, I think that's fair when we talk about the sustainability. I know that they're in a hot spot last night, though, because in the fifth inning, there's a weird situation where I think it was Carlos Santana thought the catcher called time, and then the catcher, because he stood up, put his hands up, and then immediately got back down, and the pitcher threw a strike right down the plate.
Yeah,
and not just that, but like the Orioles manager came out, then Stephen Vogt came out and immediately gave up. He was one of the most. I still have no idea why Steven didn't put up a bigger stink, because
he doesn't really do that. It's kind of what we learned.
No, yeah, but this is the point. Like, in the moment, you've got some good things going. You're threatening, and you give away a strike without so much as a fight. But that didn't end up hurting them. They ended up adding more runs as the game went on.
Well, this is like pinch hitting for Manzardo two nights ago to then have it work out where even though David Fry didn't actually contribute, you're still like, you got away with it. Two nights ago, I talked about how many stranded runners they had. They had nine runners left on base last night. Like, just an insane number, but they're winning.
When a bad inning like that, or when like a questionable, when that doesn't hurt, like even slow you down a little bit, I think that's a sign. Listen, I don't think this is who the offense is going to be. I don't. But is it a do I also think that they should be the fifth worst offense in baseball? No, I think there's it. even if it's just slightly. I think they've got more power at that, at the very least, which is what they have been showing.
I just think it's an interesting like launching point into it. Like for instance, Tigers right now have dropped 8 out of their last 9, and in the previous 40 games, they've just kind of been a completely different team than what you saw for the first stretch of the season. And so if you're a Tigers fan, you're probably wondering to yourself, which version of this is real? Mm-hmm. For the Guardians, we had that 10-game losing streak, and I don't think anybody thought that part was the real team, but I don't know that many people think this right now, where you've been the best offense in baseball for going on almost 3 weeks, mixed with just okay pitching, which was not the recipe that they had a month ago. I don't think anyone thinks that's it either. It's probably somewhere in between, but when it all washes out, it'll be interesting.
So you got more pop out of Bo recently. Yeah, I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I mean, Martinez is on such a heater where you say you're getting DMs about people saying shades of Jose Ramirez out of him.
Not DMs, people tweeting me. Things that I can remember to go back to in the future. I do think...
I'm just happy Ken Carmen was on that first with Angel Martinez.
This is totally revenge for the other thing.
I'm happy.
No, this is dirty pool.
He's very in on Angel Martinez.
By the way, Ken, love you, buddy. Hope you're doing well down below the Mason-Dixon line. Let me just tell you this. The kid was hitting like 300 for like 4 weeks. You don't then get to hop in on the Angel Martinez
train. 3 weeks ago, he made the comment. That's his type of baseball player is what that is.
Yeah. Hey, a guy's doing good. That's my kind of baseball player.
He said he was the biggest Angel Martinez fan at the station. I couldn't think of anyone that was bigger.
No, he didn't say that.
I couldn't think of anyone that was bigger.
This is also revenge of the no-so-so-so thing. I see what you're doing.
Wait, where is Ken? You said he's south of the Mason.
No, I said, I hope everything's well below the...
Okay. In my head, I'm like, I just thought he was going for a trip, but you meant a different type of trip.
Yeah, okay. No, it was just he got things taken care of, and, you know, I've heard... Mostly, most men do okay with that. Yeah. Every once in a while, I was on the fence about having that done, and then a friend of mine, Sarah, her husband Greg, had complications from it. Now, we're taking a loaded pistol with us wherever we go for the rest of my life.
Well, can I get it out, please?
One bad story, and I was like, well, I guess it's just not meant to be. Now, specific to this, I do think this is who Manzardo is, which is why I get so mad when he doesn't play 5 days a week. I do think this is the real Angel Martinez, even if I think the other is the real Angel Martinez, too. He's just a streaky player. I think this is the real Nolan Jones. And if you take away his first, like, 6 weeks, 7 weeks this year, the power isn't where you want it to be, but everything else pretty much is. So from that standpoint, like, I think that is the halfway point, by the way. Like, for most of this season, you've gotten production out of two, maybe three players, if you want to throw some of what Carlos has done. The last couple weeks, you've been getting, the last 4 or 5 weeks, you've been getting production from another three players.
Right.
I do think they have 6 everyday players in their lineup.
Well, and so that's part of that difference is when you look at their starting lineup, you can see that now, and it's just a little bit different. Like, in between the break, Anthony was like, 3 straight days in a row. They don't have a bad lineup out to start. Let's do this. It's like... Well, no, if you gave this lineup to everyone 3 weeks ago, we would have said much different things about this lineup. They've just been performing now, and they've been hitting, so it looks a little bit different because these guys have actually been doing their jobs.
Does that mean Will Wilson is not in the lineup?
I honestly haven't even seen the lineup. I'm taking a stab at that one.
If Will Wilson's not in the lineup, that's a hell of a lineup.
No, they only have one player that has an OPS below 600.
Him alone doesn't make it a bad lineup.
Naylor?
So you have Rocchio in there, and but even like
and even
so,
he's hitting the last 4 weeks.
When you the lineup tonight, not to go through it all, but you know Martinez in the 2 spot, which there was a time a month ago where people would have shuddered at the idea of Martinez in the 2 spot. Now we're like, hell yeah, let's put Martinez in the 2 hole. Let's figure this out. And then to finish out, Jones, Schneeman, Rocchio, and Naylor. I'm not saying it gives you the most optimism in the world, but the way Nolan's been hitting lately, the way Schneeman's been hitting, like, and then even Rocchio. Rocchio's looked really good since being back up. Like it's different than what it was if you presented this a month ago.
I think the 1 through 6.
While also being the same thing.
When we get into like who are the real Guardians, right? I think the 1 through 6 is real. Kwan, Martinez, Ramirez, Manzardo, Santana, Jones. And I think the reason why I think we can be a little more positive about the 7 through 9 isn't even the recency stuff. Schneeman is a double guy. He has some pop. Bo Naylor, for all of his many bad at-bats we've seen this year, he does have more pop. This is more who he's supposed to be pop-wise as opposed to who he was last year.
I mean, he's a homer shy than Santana on the season list.
So, like, my big problem with, like, Will Wilson, it's like this guy has no power, and he's not a contact hitter at the major league level. Rodriguez, I guess, has it, but it's so few and far between.
Yeah, but even them in the past few days,
I mean, Rodriguez has had a couple good moments.
Well, yeah, but not in right field. Yeah. Not defensively.
No, offensively.
I know. Offensively, but defensively he is. There was a game a couple days ago where he had a home run, and I was like, don't care. Doesn't matter. Did you watch him play right field? A blind man could play right field better than he can. And I think the Guardians have started to pick up on that. He's one of the worst defensive outfielders I've ever seen play the position.
But I knew he wasn't good. I didn't know he was awful.
Awful.
In fairness.
Awful.
So getting back to it, like, yeah, this is the hotter end of this. But I think what we're starting to realize is the way they've built this the last couple of years, they're just streaky teams. The 2002 team was incredibly streaky. I think we forget, 2023 was streaky, and they were a 500 team until they sold, at which point they just hit the you-know-what. And then 2024 was streaky. You were elite. I mean, you were unstoppable. You were juggernaut for 90 games. And then came a bulk of late July, August, and they really kind of ended it at August. And they kind of pinged back in the playoffs where he just got super hot march into the playoffs.
Well, that's why I think it's important to always highlight that is part of baseball in general. That's why we bring up the Tigers leading the division, but they've dropped 8 out of their last 9. That's why we bring up...
Sorry, didn't this feel more streaky? Like, it just feels like, I mean, you lose 10 games, now you go 10 and 2.
I mean,
like, that's incredibly bipolar, even by baseball standards.
This stretch right here is about as bipolar as it gets.
Okay.
Yes, we can all acknowledge that while also saying, I'm trying to remember what World Series team it was. Was it a couple years ago when the Rangers won it, where they had three different 6+ game losing streaks in that stretch. It's how baseball is set up. You just got to ride the highs and the lows. It's just interesting that the highest of high right now just came after the lowest of the lows for the Guardians.
So on the matter of which team is the real Guardians, I'm going to need more of this sample size of the offense going on this tawdry pace where every night feels like we're watching some iteration of the 97 Cleveland Indians. I'm going to in the negative, there's just too big of a body of work. I want to believe this is real. I think it's real with Martinez. I know it's real with Nolan because he looks healthy. We start seeing the power we want. Manzardo, just play the dude every day. Stop this nonsense. I also think Fry, even if he's not a 300 hitter, which he was for half of last year, I think he's a useful player that can help you in spurts. So I do think there's some real here. But for me to really go too far the opposite way, which is, hey, this team that's playing ridiculous ball, winning 10 of 12 with an offense scoring 6-7 runs a game, I'm going to need another month of it before I really start to say, like, oh, no, this is just who they are.
I mean, it'd be incredible. If we got to see another month of this, like, sign me up immediately. I'm leaning more towards they were what they were in the 10-game losing streak than they are what they have been over the previous 3 weeks.
Oh, see, I would say I think they are who they were before the 10-game losing streak, where I think when they went into the pits, I think they were 3 or 4 games above 500.
So remember, even in the 10-game losing streak, though, and you're probably more right than I am just on the basis of that, because it's probably somewhere closer to the middle. But what I meant was, on the 10-game losing streak, it was because the starting pitching was awesome, but they generated a run and a half a game. That was the number, 1.5. You can't win. You can't win games that way.
Yeah.
Now, you have an ERA 4.35 over the previous 12 games for the starters. That's not what this team is. This team is better from a starting rotation standpoint than that, but this offense turned into the 27 Yankees, which is no one saw coming and no one could see coming.
216-474-0092. Which team is the real Guardians? And a desperate team in baseball that gives the Guardians a major advantage, and I think JP might be paranoid about one person on the show, but I don't know who it is. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Anytime I get a phone number that I don't know, I instantly send it to, I block it. I send it to voicemail and then I block it. And that's how I've been getting like a spam call a month. That's about the average for the past, 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. Everyone else gets bombarded with these spam calls. I get one maybe a month. And Mac, clearly, he looked like he didn't believe me, one.
Yeah.
But number two, I left the conversation feeling like he was not going to take in my advice. But also, maybe I went a little bit too hard in being like, I just don't ever get him. Right? That's a you problem. You get like 12. How many did you say you're getting a day now?
So last Monday, every day now, the last week and a half or so, it's been maybe about like 5 to 10 a day.
You know, Mac, when you get those online subscriptions, wink, wink, you don't need to put in your phone number. You just put in an email.
See,
you'll be
fine. I didn't know that. Nobody told me that.
Yeah, nobody ever told me.
I didn't see the optional part.
Well,
yeah,
so I was trying to be helpful, though. I was trying to be like, hey, listen, just immediately block it, and then that'll be it, and you can move forward. But I was, as I was replaying the convo in my head.
Pay your bills.
Well, I mean, I don't. Does it matter if you pay your bills in that one? I don't know. Did I try to be too like I have this down right and you don't?
No, I thought that you were giving me advice for it. And okay. Honestly, I was doing that for a few of them. But the problem is like when you decline the call, it automatically just shuts down the page. And I have to go into like another three menus in order to go and block the number.
Okay, so here's where the paranoia comes in, though.
All right.
Since we had that conversation, and I replayed it in my head, and I thought maybe, just maybe, I was being a little bit too much of like, you idiot, you just have to block the phone call and move on, and that'll help out in the future. I have now been bombarded with these phone calls. And like, I've not had a stretch in the previous decade where I've had any more than one a month. And every day now I've been getting 5 to 10 myself. And I think, here's the paranoia, I think Mac might have signed me up in some sites in order to make sure that I end up getting some of these spam calls.
Mac?
I would never.
Oh.
That was a quick I would never.
No.
Who else would have done it? You're the only person I had a convo
Mac,
with. Here,
real quick. Mac, you are a very genuinely nice guy. But every nice guy has that underbelly of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
We've clashed too many times. I'm now going to get my silent revenge on you. I'm just saying, like, I kind of understand.
It's a victimless crime.
Paranoia. Yeah, yeah,
even
yeah,
if like, it came back to you, is that really
just
the end of the world?
It's
probably
just
not.
It's a nuisance thing. It's
just,
not
just
really,
an annoying thing.
It's like a bit. You could play it up for air. Are you sure?
Or no, you never play it up for anything, but you know that I'm getting like 5 to 10 a day now, and it came from the clouds. It came from nowhere. I'd had this locked down. For years, I had not been bombarded, and since having that one conversation, one—that's it. That's all it took. One,
and it was just you and him. There
just
was no
me and
third
him.
Party.
Nobody else was around.
There's nobody there to interject that might work around that interjection. Every conversation,
I get a bleeping phone call from Naperville. I'm like, Mac, what happened here, buddy? I'm convinced he did. He'll never admit it.
Yeah,
never admit it. But my paranoia is taking over,
Mac. Again, I will give you another chance to be honest here. And, you know,
trust tree with the nest.
We won't even judge. Yeah. I just need you to resolve
this is the trust
my paranoia.
Tree with the nest.
Yeah, I did not sign you up for anything. Trust me, I did not at all. I know I'm sounding really, really believable there, but
he's not helping himself here, is he?
No, I would not. And on top of that, too, because I've had that done to me before, I know how much of a pain in the behind that would be.
Easy with the language there. Good Lord, this is a family show. Talking about behinds. This isn't those websites you like, okay there, Mac? I think Mac's guilty.
I wanted to give him every
opportunity.
Time I get one, I'm like,
you
Mac.
You always say that I'm guilty, though.
When do I always say?
We've had conversations on the air before that anytime that I talk, it sounds like I'm lying.
Okay.
maybe address that.
How do you want me to respond to that? I'm being truthful.
Okay. I mean, I want to believe you, but if every time I hear you in a situation like this, it sounds defensive, like you might be fibbing, learn to lie better, learn the truth better. Either way.
It's not on me that you don't believe it.
No, I think it absolutely is. The burden of proof is on you when you've been accused of something.
I don't even know how. Okay. All right. All right.
See? The house of cards is starting to crumble here right in front of everyone.
Just like Spacey.
Okay.
Right. Take it easy.
That's where I go too far. I went too far.
Yeah. I just said he was a liar. I didn't say he's whatever Kevin Spacey was.
House of cards.
I do. Okay. Quick. Okay. I see it. I do think it's funny now that anytime anything comes out, Spacey's like, this could happen to anyone. And we gotta get to the bottom of this because the truth is what matters. It's like, Kevin, I think we got to the bottom of the truth with you, fella, and it wasn't great.
If it was you, it's really been annoying. I don't know how you can undo that, whatever you did, but if it was you, please undo it.
Would you not forgive him?
You can't hold it against somebody, but also
yes, you
get 5 to 10 a day. If this keeps going on for like a month and a half, I'm going to need you to show me how it wasn't you.
I know exactly what, you ping him back.
Not yet.
Or
I'm going to ping everybody here in a second.
I'm going to make you all live with my, why are you pinging me?
Because for the same reason he would have done it to me, where he was frustrated by it. I didn't show enough empathy in the moment. And I was like, hey, you just have to block and move on.
I appreciate the genuine advice.
I'm going to tell both of you right now, if I start getting more spam on my phone, I'm going to write both of your phone numbers.
Now, the mole's going to reveal itself
on
here.
Every single bathroom stall from here to Columbus.
We did that to a buddy of mine in college. We put his number up there. It does not go well for him. It's just mean. In hindsight, it's just mean.
Now imagine.
Funny.
And here's the thing. I'm Hungarian. I'll do it until I die. All right? You know this. You get me once, I will get you back 10
times. At least 5 times.
I was a little hyperbole. But yeah,
10 times, all of it.
10 times, 15 times.
You're not getting out unscathed is the point.
Yeah.
The worst I had was I had old coworkers because I couldn't go to opening day with them because I was in college at the time. I couldn't go to opening day. So they put my phone number on 2 fake Craigslist ads.
Oh, yeah.
And I got bombarded by phone calls the entire day and a few days after.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there was a simpler time where Nick Wilson did not have the kind of requisite patience. And we'll just go with patience and couth and... Yeah, it was not great. It was not a good look. And there's somebody that I did that to.
You're saying you have it in your DNA?
Yes.
You have a history of doing this to people.
Yep.
Paranoia is moving to you now.
I didn't hear the conversation.
That's the only thing saving you right now.
No.
Did you have this convo with him at some point?
No.
Also.
Okay, was it just me and you?
Yeah.
I would like to point out.
You're not helping yourself.
Unlike Mac, I sound honest because I am honest.
I believe you. I know you wouldn't do that to me.
JJ on Twitter saying, Nick, if Mac Robinson says he didn't do it, he didn't do it. Yeah, that's not going to hold up in a court of law there, JJ.
Hey, I didn't kill that guy. Yeah. See how long that took.
It doesn't exist, right?
Didn't do it.
Yeah. Wasn't me.
Imagine Mac is your defense attorney.
He just didn't do it.
He just didn't do it.
He would be like the...
Well, what evidence do you have? I'm telling you, he didn't do it.
He'd be like the stuttering guy from My Cousin Vinny, where the whole time you think he's going to be like the best. He's like, no, you didn't do it. And then he gets on the stand and he's like, what we have here? And then I'd be in the electric chair. It's for shoplifting. I don't even know how I ended up in the... you're on a certain list too. All right. So, we've got the latest update on the Gardos at the deadline. Radu saying Mac didn't do it. But it's 2 guys on social media and he's taking a victory.
I'll take it.
Nobody does that.
2 people on social media believe me more than you.
No, I think it's just they're just trying to jam me up, and that's okay. It's America. You can jam me up if you want to. So multiple reporters, including Jeff Pass, in the last 24 hours, have reframed their conversations or the Guardians' conversations with other teams, saying that while the Guardians are listening to offers on pretty much anyone, Stephen Kwan, Emmanuel Clase, Cade Smith, that it would take a, they'd have to be blown away to actually make a trade.
Yeah.
And I just think that's really interesting. This goes right in line with like the, there's going to be a tsunami type trade offer for Kevin Durant. Like, that's not me. It just happened while we're talking about this on air.
Another spam call.
Or somebody could be trying to call you from Naperville, and that's like a $1 million offer.
It's not what's happening.
Like another uncle that you didn't know passed away, and now you're going to get a big check.
I like that that's where your brain went, but that's not what's happening. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just think it's interesting. Like, I don't even know what you have to be blown away would actually mean for either Kwan, Clase, and Smith, or whether it's the same thing for each three.
So I want to enter a team into the equation, a team we've talked about, by the way, but I think a team that in the past couple of days has become more and more desperate, and it just I think it's revealed itself as the obvious candidate to have a blown-away type trade offer. I don't know if you watched last night's Dodgers game at all.
It's not great.
They allowed 6 runs over the course of 2 innings. They got the 10-7 loss. They've now lost 11 out of their last 14, and the Dodgers placed their most expensive reliever in Tanner Scott on the injured list earlier in the day. That goes with Michael Kopech, Evan Phillips, who's out for the season with Tommy John surgery. Dodgers relievers, Nick, are 24th in all of baseball and team ERA in WHIP and opponents OPS. They have absolutely stunk up the joint. And the only reason why anyone can point to the Dodgers continuing to lose and continuing to spiral is their bullpen. So I wouldn't say just Class A being on the table there. They're the type of team that would be in line to absolutely give you the farm in a Class A and Cade Smith potential deal to go ahead and get them to where they need to be, because the Dodgers spent too much money to watch the bullpen blow it this way.
So I'll tell you exactly what the to be blown away would be.
All right.
DePaul is a nice prospect. I really don't love when the best player in the deal is a catcher, just because catchers so rarely are good offensively. Like, you might get power, you might get plus contact, you might get like
the reason why we talk about Cal Raleigh,
yes,
and being like the best since Mike Piazza. It's like, yeah, because there's not, it doesn't work that way often.
Like the kid Boston has, and I can't remember, Narvaez. He's like hitting like 260 with 7 home runs, and people are like, this kid is one of the 5 best offensive catchers in baseball. They're from Boston, but you get what I'm saying. All right, any trade, if you really want to blow me away, there's one player you can include. It's not going to kill you because you already have enough of this. Páez.
Okay.
I mean, he is a center fielder. He has, I want to say when I was reading his prospect profile, he has like 55 or 60 power. He was initially thought to be a right fielder. He's playing, I mean, if you look at his Baseball Savant, he's playing really good center field. So if you want to start an offer around Páez, then we'll really start to have the conversation. If you really want to blow me away, that's where the conversation starts.
I just think the Dodgers right now are in the position, the way this team is crumbling and the way this team looks right now and the panic that's set in with Los Angeles, I think they're desperate to make a big-time play.
And I think that might be the only reason a guy like Páez, who I think has either 16 or 19 homers already, I think that might be the only way you actually get him. Is if your desperation thing, and by the way, they should be, because like if you want to do a one-stop shop, not by the way, even if it's not Clase and Smith, Clase, Junis, another reliever.
Hell, maybe even someone like Hunter Gaddis looks good on their team right now, and he doesn't look good on many teams.
Can I talk into Matt Festa, please?
Yeah, please? I saw your tweet last night. You're really done with Festa. I think everyone's done with
it's
Festa.
It's really starting to Festa.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go. Finally. But no. I mean, I think they're getting to a point where that does, and they can replace Páez pretty easy.
But this is what we needed. And in these type of discussions, we needed a team that had World Series aspirations and expectations to start to get a little bit desperate and have this type of slip and the bullpen implode or whatever position that we want to sell off implode to be able to have the Guardians swoop in and take advantage of that desperation.
So multiple reports saying the Guardians are listing on offers for Stephen Kwan, Emmanuel Clase, and Cade Smith, but they would need to be blown away on an offer. I think for the Dodgers specifically, it starts with Páez. I even think a guy like Jaron Duran, although we talked about him yesterday, that to me is you're giving me a starting center fielder with decent power, really good contact hitter, and good defense. Now we're cooking with gas. An everyday major league player, that to me is being blown away, plus another player or two, now we're talking. In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.